coming. Just a minute. Just a minute. I hear you at the door. Suddenly feels cooler in here. Yes. Yes, I am Ananias. You say you're from Jerusalem. Well, if you're from the high priest Caiaphas' house, I will have nothing to do with you. Good day, sir. Oh, you're from the church in Jerusalem. Rabbi James's church. The brother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And your name is? Barnabas. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. Yes, we've heard about you. Come in. Yes, have a seat. Yes. Would you like something to drink? Yes. I think I know why you're here. Let me guess. It's about Saul of Tarsus. You've come to see if what you have heard in Jerusalem is true. What are they saying in Jerusalem? What does Rabbi James say? And what do you say, Brother Barnabas? Oh, yes, I've met him. No, I don't know exactly where he is. And even if I did, I wouldn't really tell you because it's too dangerous. He's in grave danger. All I can tell you is this. There was a man, a Pharisee, Saul of Tarsus. And his very name brought me dread, and all the believers likewise. He hated us with a passion, and he had authority to kill us. He was there, you know, at the stoning of Brother Stephen. Were you there? I see. You may have saw him. He was taking care of the cloaks of the people, of the murderers. And soon thereafter, he had an arrest warrant for any Christians that he could find. Put them in jail, tortured, murder even. And if that wasn't enough, when the Christians fled Jerusalem and some of them came here, he went back to Caiaphas and got authority from Caiaphas, the high priest, to round up any Christians that he could find here in Damascus. Oh, yeah, that's where it happened. You see, on the road to Damascus, that's where Saul of Tarsus met Jesus of Nazareth face to face, and his life will never be the same. He was struck blind by a great light that came down from heaven. The people with him had to take him by the hand back into Damascus, and they set him at the house of Judas. And he stayed there for 3 days. Oh, I too had a vision from the Lord. And in my vision, the Lord told me to go see this Saul of Tarsus. What would I have to do with this man who's brought such pain and misery to my people, to my friends? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I was very scared, very troubled. And initially I said, no, I will have none of this. But the Lord persisted. So I went. I went to see Judas on Straight Street, and I knocked on his door, and he said, is that you, Ananias? And I said, yes. I said, I believe you have a guest here, Saul of Tarsus. Why, yes, he's upstairs. He's been here for 3 days. He hasn't eaten for 3 days. All he does is pray, asking for forgiveness from the Lord that he says that he has persecuted. He looks more now like a street beggar than a powerful Pharisee. So I went up the stairs and I knocked on the door. And he said, is that you, Ananias? I knew that you would come. And I went in. And there he was. You know what he was doing? Praying. And he said, I believe, Ananias, that you can heal me from my blindness. Just touch my eyes, and I will see again. So I put my hands on his eyes, and I said, Brother Saul. And when I said, Brother Saul, scales came down from his eyes like rain. And suddenly, he could see clearly. And we embraced. And he said to me, Ananias, please sit with me. Please, and tell me everything you know about this Jesus of Nazareth. And afterwards, there was a basin of water. And I asked him, would you like me to baptize you? And I did, right there and then. And we went downstairs, and we ate. And the next day, I took him to meet some of my friends. And the day after that, I took him to the synagogue where he boldly proclaimed the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, there were skeptics. They took me aside and they said, Ananias, are you a fool? Do you know who that is? Do you know what he has done? And there were others who, as he was speaking, just said, blasphemy! And there was another group, too. I believe they were the guards that helped him come into Damascus. I heard them, overheard them. They were plotting for his life. They were going to kill him, so I took him aside, and I said, Paul. That's what he goes by now. Paul, not Saul, Paul. I said, Brother Paul, you're going to have to leave Damascus. It is too dangerous here. And he did. That very night, he escaped. So, Brother Barnabas, that's all I can tell you. There once was a man named Saul of Tarsus, a Pharisee, an enemy, who had an encounter with Jesus Christ and now is a new believer, a new disciple. I hope that you have a chance to meet him someday, Barnabas. You'll like him. He's a good speaker, persuasive, writes well. Yeah. Now I have a favor for you. You need to go. You need to go back to Jerusalem. And you need to tell Rabbi James, Brother Peter, of what I have told you, and tell them that it is true that Paul is now the man, the new believer, who once was Saul. Me? I will stay here in Damascus. In case he comes back, give him safe haven. So, go. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Safe travel.
Ananias, I went to the door and there was no one there at all. Oh well, it's mighty early, maybe I'm hearing things. I'll try again. Went back to sitting by the window praying, waiting for the break of day. Sitting by the window praying, waiting to hear what the Lord might say. Sitting by the window praying, waiting for the break of Ananias. I went to the door once more and there was no one there at all, at all, at all. All right, if this is some kind of practical joke, you might as well forget it. But on the other hand, on the other hand, went back to sitting by the window praying, waiting for the break of day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sitting by the window praying, waiting to hear what the Lord might. Ananias. Yes, Lord. Go right down to Straight Street. Yes. Make no delay at all, okay? They're in a house on Straight Street. Yes? I'm supposed to find a man named Saul! Don't you know that he's got orders from Jerusalem to put us all in jail? Don't you know that he intends to ride us out of town on a rail? In Jerusalem, but you know all that. You want me to go still? Well, I went right down to Straight Street. I made no delay, that is almost no delay at all. Except I stopped to buy a bagel. And when I came to the house on Straight Street, I found a man named Saul. Would you care to guess how I found him? Guessed it, sitting by the window praying, waiting for the break of day, yeah, 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 yeah. Sitting by the window praying, waiting to hear what the Lord might say. And before I could think, I opened my mouth before I could think. Before I could think, the first thing I said was, "Brother Saul." Did you hear that? I called him brother. I called him brother. Oh, brother. And the scales came down from our eyes that day. And Saul saw a new life before him. And I, where I had seen an enemy before, now could see a friend. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will.